I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's good to have you with us today, and a happy May Day to you. For the past few weeks, we've been following the story of nearly 200 people from Central America traveling through Mexico. Some have called it a caravan of migrants, and this one's gotten a lot of media attention, not to mention several tweets about it from President Trump. Over the weekend, the caravan made it to Tijuana, Mexico. Dozens of these migrants planned to seek asylum in the U.S., and they've been camping overnight outside the San Ysidro port of entry. Some have been detained. A number of them are reportedly being processed by U.S. border officials. We wanted to know what processing actually means in cases where people seek asylum here. So we reached out to Mana Yagani. She's an immigration lawyer in Houston. Walk us through exactly what happens when someone seeking asylum goes up to a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol official and says, "I fear danger and persecution in my own country."
So the first thing that happens is the person surrenders themselves to Border Patrol, and then they are taken into custody. So the refugee or the migrant, they understand that they're not going to be welcomed with a bouquet of flowers. They will go into custody, which is a fancy way of saying immigration jail. But because they fear for their life and they are seeking refuge in the United States, they are accepting that and willing to go through that process. So when the person surrenders themselves, CBP, Customs and Border Protection, will take their fingerprints, they take a mugshot of them, they retrieve their identifications, their birth certificate, their passports. Then at that point, they do a short question and answer with them. If the person under oath testifies that they have fear of persecution and they cannot return to their home country, under international law and U.S. law, we have a duty to process them for asylum. At that point, their case will be referred to the regional asylum office, where an officer will conduct something called a credible fear interview.
Once you arrive at the border and you are taken into custody, how long does it take to get that fear interview?
Depends on how many people are booked in custody. Generally, it can take anywhere from a week to several months.
So what is that credible fear interview process like? And is that the point that you as an attorney would get involved?
In immigration proceedings, because it's civil proceedings, the government does not give court-appointed or free lawyers, so to speak. There are some organizations that do pro bono work, but generally the person is poor. They don't have the means to hire an attorney. The basis of the credible fear interview is to see if the person has fear based on five categories of asylum, which are their race, their religion, nationality, their political opinion, and membership in a particular social group. If they can establish fear based on one of these categories, they will be able to move on to the next process. However, if in their interview to the asylum officer they say, "I'm here for economic reasons. I can't find a job. I need a better life." Generally, that is grounds for their credible fear to be denied. And the asylum officer will say, "You will be deported back to your home country."
What are the kind of questions being asked in the interview?
The interview is lengthy. The asylum officer will ask probably over 100 questions. They will ask the same question five different ways, to make sure that the person being interviewed is not lying or fabricating a story. The type of questions they ask are based on the five categories. For example, political opinion. If someone is an activist in their home country or a journalist and they are writing articles against the government, that's grounds for asylum.
So we come to the end of this flowchart. What comes next, both for people who do qualify for asylum in the U.S. and people who don't qualify?
If the person does not qualify for asylum, they will be deported to their home country. If they are deported, there is a 5-year bar from them returning to the United States. If the person is found to have credible fear, their case will be referred to an immigration judge. When they are in front of an immigration judge, they must establish that they cannot return to their home country. And what that means is that evidence must be presented to the immigration judge. They have to have documentation, a police report to show that they tried everything in their home country to protect themselves, but their government is not willing to protect them. They must have letters to show that they did receive a threat. If the judge does grant them asylum, then after 1 year, they're eligible to apply to get a green card. However, keep in mind that gathering this evidence is very difficult because A lot of times, people from Honduras and El Salvador, they're unable to go to a police station to make a report because the police and their government is corrupt. And a lot of the gang members who assassinate people are part of the police. And one of the patterns that we see in immigration court is that over 85% of asylum cases that are referred to an immigration judge are denied. It's a very difficult and complicated process. The way that the president and the attorney general have presented it, it just seems like these people are breaking our laws. But really, they are victims of both countries, the country which they left and the country they're trying to come and resettle in.
Mana Yagani, an immigration lawyer there in Houston, Texas.